ministry regains access to California's campuses. Widows are no longer forgotten, and children of war are finding hope again. These stories and more are in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. It seems like a Christian student group should have the right to be led by Christian leaders, but California State University viewed that requirement as discriminatory, and the group lost its campus access last year. But there's good news. Cal State has reversed its decision. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg House says,
I'm grateful for the prayers of your listeners and many other people around the country. We really think this is a miracle. Cal State has asked us to ensure that all students are welcome at our meetings and that anybody would have the ability to apply for leadership.
House says, far from leaving InterVarsity vulnerable to troublemakers, the new process does the opposite.
Anyone can apply, but during the selection process, we are going to ask questions about our mission and our message. Gospel fidelity, your commitment to share your faith, your ability to lead other students as part of the leadership selection process.
There are still challenges to student chapters in California, New York, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Maine, Iowa, and Florida.
We believe that the doors are wide open to the gospel on college and university campuses. So pray that more students hear the gospel and respond.
Today is International Widows Day, and in Nigeria, terrorists usually target husbands and fathers. Boko Haram has killed more than 13,000 people since 2009, and most of them have been men. Why? Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
They know that's going to be the way to try to take down the Christian community, taking down those who are providing for families. Once they take out men in communities, it plays a significant toll on the rest of the family.
Widows and children have been left with nothing, and many feel forgotten. But Open Doors is showing them that they're not alone by providing business training and funds.
It's so important for us to stand united as the body of Christ. When one member suffers, we all suffer.
You can help Open Doors show the love of Christ to widows by signing up for prayer alerts, writing letters, or giving. You'll find the links at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, Sunday was Father's Day in the United States, and it was a time of celebration. But for some, it only meant heartbreak. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is helping families of martyred Christians find hope. It's airing a film called Closure, which depicts a man murdered for his faith and the struggles then faced by his son. It's a powerful message of forgiveness and peace that can only be found in Christ. You can help spread the same message by helping Sat7. War has robbed Ukrainian children of peace and a sense of normalcy. But this summer, they'll get it back. An indigenous ministry in Ukraine is putting on 20 summer camps where over 7,000 children will hear the gospel. An organization supported by Christian Aid Mission is seeking 5,000 Bibles to give to the campers. You can send one to Ukraine for just $5 through a link at our web story. And also, pray that these camps would help lead more kids to Christ. And for some people, running is a release. It's how they clear their minds. For the Tarahumara people of Mexico, it's an obligation. Pioneers Andre Herrera Vasquez says the Tarahumara believe that God created them to take care of him.
They are the ones who feed God, who keep him alive and strong through their animal sacrifices and their dancing and their running as well.
Pioneers missionaries are teaching them the truth of Scripture, but it's not an easy task.
Our biggest challenge is being able to make these trust relationships with the people. Being vulnerable is extremely difficult for them, yet we see the importance of being vulnerable in order to, you know, encourage one another, rebuke one another, love one another, all the one another's we see in the New Testament.
Will you pray for them? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.